Retail or e-tail? What are the trends globally and in South Africa? Well, we catch up with Julia Alfelt. She's a customer experience expert to discuss this very issue. Thanks very much for joining us, Julia. What are the world trends that we're seeing in terms of demand for going shopping at bricks and mortar facilities as opposed to internet shopping?
So I think what we're seeing globally is a shift towards kind of a blend of the online experience and the offline experience, the traditional physical in-store retail experience, where retailers are really looking for ways to kind of blend these things. So bringing more of a digital experience into the store, doing things like click and collect, that's been around for a while. Other things like having customers reserve items online to try on in store, things like that.
So I suppose really one of the positives for the bricks and mortar stores is that at the end of the day, they can have a community of people mixing together, eating together, but you can't exactly wine and dine via the internet.
That's true. I mean, there are some categories of retail that are just really not suited for online shopping. And then there are others that are kind of more suited for online shopping. That's, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, online shopping has not totally replaced traditional retail. It's still, relatively speaking, a small piece of the overall puzzle. And there's still definitely a place for having a compelling in-store experience.
Yeah. And when you look at developed markets like the US, the UK, other European countries, where, you know, what type of products do you see that more easily lend themselves to e-tailing rather than retailing?
In terms of products, I mean, there's sort of like the easy fulfillment items in some countries. You know, with Amazon, people are doing kind of, things like washing powder and items that are really easy to sort of fulfill on an ongoing basis. Maybe your hand soap, stuff that, you know, isn't so much fun to shop for. Mm. Also clothing items, so things that are maybe difficult to find. I mean, clothing still is primarily purchased in store. I was reading something the other day, 75 to 80% of retail still happens in store. But that means that, you know, 20 to 25% is happening online, which is not insignificant. And we can see that some of the traditional retailers that have opted not to build robust online shopping options are kind of feeling the pinch because of that. I think we see more and more in the U.S. things, cosmetics shopping, a lot of that is being shifted online. And then, of course, electronics. Mm. That's a pretty easy one because you don't, I mean, you might want to go in and pick the item up and feel it and see, you know, what does this new phone, the size of the new phone, will it fit in my pocket? You know, but a lot of other items, a lot of other electronics are just really easy to purchase online when you try them on.
Yeah. Julia, when it comes to the South African market, what trends are you seeing? I know that we're still relatively immature compared to the rest of the world, or at least more developed markets.
I mean, I think click and collect has landed here. So you see some retailers, I know Clicks offers that. I think that's kind of as far as it's gotten really here. I mean, some retailers are offering Wi-Fi in stores. So, you know, that might be a move to try and get people more engaged online when they're in stores. But we're not seeing things like, you know, the Internet of Things in stores where retailers are implementing smart tags on products to understand sort of how often people are picking up specific items, or smart floor tiles that tell us kind of what the foot traffic looks like in stores. That's sort of next wave technology that's happening in more developed markets, but it just hasn't hit here. And I mean, to be quite frank, I think most of the South African traditional retailers, that at least the ones, the sort of non-e-commerce players, have been very slow to build robust e-commerce options. And these things aren't really linked yet. Mm. If you buy something online and you try and return it in store, it may be quick and easy, or it could be something that's quite difficult and arduous. It really depends on the retailer. Mm. I've had some pretty negative experiences doing that, unfortunately, or trying, you know, going in store and saying, well, yeah, I saw that this item was 20% off online, and then the cashier looks at you like, you know, what is this person talking about? You know, so there's not really that kind of integration.
Yeah, there's no streamlining as yet. But obviously we are not as, we don't have the same level of penetration in terms of people's access to data, Wi-Fi and so on. So I think that's part of the problem. As that gets better and, you know, we get economic growth and more people are in jobs, maybe we're going to see that area improve, which means that there may be demand from the retailers to be more active in that regard. But in terms of the South African context, which is immature, I mean, I spoke to a property developer a few weeks ago who was talking about investing in warehousing because they're quite excited about the prospect of e-tailing. Maybe they were looking at a specific product that they'll be warehousing. But I mean, from what you know, is obviously when you're looking forward to growing your business, you have to invest now in order to benefit later. Would investing in things like warehousing now in South Africa make sense?
I think absolutely. I was reading something recently. I think it was one of the CEOs of one of the e-tailers here in South Africa saying that they've, you know, experienced double-digit growth year on year. And while that's on a small base, you know, this particular leader was anticipating e-commerce growing to be, I think, as much as 4% of total retail sales in the coming years, which is really, I mean, that's something to write home about, you know. I mean, that's not insignificant, particularly in some particular categories, especially. So I think absolutely, you know, South Africans will start shopping online more. I mean, I think that the courier services, people have started to trust those a little bit more. You know, people are doing things like, I know F&B delivers cards to people's homes or work, you know, new debit cards or whatever. And those kinds of things have gotten South Africans more familiar with and used to spending online and spending virtually and interacting with brands in a virtual way. And once consumers start to build that trust, then they say, okay, well, that works. So maybe I'll try ordering something online. Oh, well, that works. Maybe I'll try something else. And so, you know, it kind of gets built into your day-to-day life, sort of piece by piece. Mm. And I think we'll definitely see that.
In South Africa, we're very sensitive about things like job retention and job creation. As the area of e-tailing grows, from what you've observed in other markets, what impact has that had on jobs, say, for example, at your bricks and mortar type shops? Have they disappeared or other jobs have been created in the process?
So other jobs have been created in the process. So we've seen in the U.S. that some, you know, in-store jobs have disappeared, but there's been a massive growth in warehousing jobs. Also on the engineering side, on the, you know, sort of app development and e-commerce development, I was reading something. One of the really innovative retailers in the U.S. is called Farfetch. They do a really interesting job of blending this online and in-store experience. In the last year, they've doubled the number of engineers that they've hired. So there's different kinds of roles. These are probably more technical roles. So yeah, we see kind of a shifting and a changing in the job profile, but I think it's probably a net neutral.
Mm. So in the South African context for now, it's going to be the retailer is more the winner than the e-tailer.
You know, that's a good question. I think both will win. If they can invest in experiences and invest in the sort of blended e-tail and retail, I think those will be the ultimate winners, not the ones that pick a side that say, right, the future is just e-commerce or the future is just physical retail, but the ones that recognize that, you know, consumers want to do both.
Yeah.
They want to shop online. They want to shop in store. And increasingly, they want these experiences to be blended. They want to interact with brands on their phone while in the store.
So, Julia, lastly, when you look at a company like Amazon, it's done really well from e-tailing and it keeps on growing. And the guy who founded it, you know, he's the richest man in the world, you know. So do you think there'll be a limit to their growth, given the fact that you say that ultimately retail will continue to predominate because there are certain things that you can't really do via the internet?
Well, so what we're seeing now is some of the e-commerce players are moving into physical retail. So we saw that locally with the retailer Yuppie Chef. They've opened some physical retail stores, and Amazon has done the same. They're piloting, I think, just in Seattle. It's not really open to the sort of broad public, but I think they've got a pilot store for their Amazon Go concept, which is, you know, where you sort of you shop in person, and I think it's kind of like a convenience grocery store like offer. Mm-hmm. They've also purchased the grocer Whole Foods. So clearly that indicates that they are making some investments in traditional retail, and they see the future as this sort of blend. So I think maybe perhaps to answer your question, perhaps there is a limit to what people are willing to purchase online that will reach a ceiling, but the e-commerce players are starting to move more into the traditional retail space now.
Okay. Julia, thank you very much for your insights. That was Julia Alfelt. She's a customer experience expert.